This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Have you seen the meme of Joe Biden kissing the neck of The Rock? Oh, it is so funny. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Yeah, he's behind him with that, you know, leaning his head over. The same one where Biden's kissing that woman when her husband is accepting the award. And Joe Biden's back there molesting his wife. Excuse me. Oh, too funny. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show.com, 844-551-8255. So there's also one with him with Jimi Hendrix, and Jimi Hendrix is riffing on the guitar, and Biden's back there, you know, kissing his neck. The same one with The Rock, the same one with the woman, except the caption says, "Excuse me while I touch this guy." You people are so clever. Oh, my gosh, you people are funny. Give yourselves a hand. So much to talk about. You guys know everything that was going on while all this debate, all the hoopla leading up to the debate, which it was a magnificent debate. Don't be fooled by that. I'll get to that in just a second. And I talked about it a little bit yesterday. We got a few clips that we can play. But, yeah, it was spectacular. But there was lots in the news. Donald Trump gets nominated for a third Nobel Peace Prize. Three. That's 3-1 for those keeping count. Three for Trump, one nomination for Barack Obama, baby black Jesus. And I'll ask you, what did Obama do to deserve it? You know the answer. It's a trick question. You know the answer. What has Trump done to deserve it? Everything. The world is noticing. Forget. You got to understand, it's more than just the American people who are influencing the election, so to speak. It is the world. And I already gave you guys an example of the Brits calling and saying, say what you will about Donald Trump, but this dude negotiated world peace. This is a much safer world. The United States isn't safer because of leftism. And I talked a little bit about that with respect to the debate, and we'll touch on some of those key points today. But the world is safer. When's the last time you heard anything about ISIS? I'm not saying that Muslims are still not killing folks. These radicals are out there. We will do this in the name of jihad. You know, and they're doing all they're not. But it is not like it was under Obama. Just think about it. This dude, Donald Trump, has been a wrecking ball to leftism. Not just in America, but around the globe, people respect this dude. They don't respect Obama. I'll tell you this. You don't have to believe me. If Barack Obama goes to Germany, goes to France, goes to Switzerland, goes to the Middle, wherever, number one, he better have some protection. But number two, nobody cares. Barack Obama and the Democrats are only big in their own minds. Anyway, we got that going on. Flynn, General Flynn, his case is starting to brew up. And, you know, he met his attorney, and he met with Judge Emmett Sullivan, a Bush appointee. And instead of trying to get to the truth about Flynn, he's grilling Flynn's attorney. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Anyway, what else? There's just so many things going on that deserve our attention. You know, the economy's rebounding yet again. I don't know if you're in the market or, you know, what you're planning on doing, but the economy is rebounding. We got real statistics that are going to be coming out about this whole Wu flu nonsense. It's insane that what people are doing in this country around this and the money grab that's going on right under your eyes is unbelievable. And I'm telling you, you better hope that Donald Trump finally wakes up and draws attention to the idea that they were stacking the deck. When he finally says, and I think it'll come soon, when he finally says, these people fleeced you by creating a virus, pumping it up, so they could get trillions of dollars to run up the debt to make me look bad. And you know what? We're going to fix it, but we're going to also make sure it never happens again. You know, Trump's issuing executive orders that for pre-existing conditions, critical race theory, we talked about it the other day. He's pushing back on all this, these calls of racism. This is a guy who is unafraid to go after this stuff. And we better be happy this dude is on our side and he's really looking to fix things. And he's limited. Don't think you're powerless, because every time you back him on something, or you give him a course correction, he pays attention. The other guys are not going to pay attention. They have one goal that's united, supremacy over you. Whether they do it monetarily or with power, they're going to get it. They're going to be over you. That's what the elites want. So they're going to try to demoralize you, make you feel bad. They gotta go after you, and they gotta make you think that Trump's gonna lose. It's funny when Trump said, "I'm not spreading woofla. I have big rallies." He goes, and they go, because Chris Wallace implied that Joe Biden intentionally has small events. It's funny to think about. And Trump's like, "You can't get anybody to come," you know. Oh man, so here's what I can tell you, because many people, you're continuing to text me, send me messages and say, you know, "But Kevin, I'm not sure who won." I can tell you definitively that Donald Trump won the debate. Definitively. You want to know how I can tell you? Because the press is telling you how much he lost. Media has been calling this debate a disaster. It's a disaster. One thing I read said Trump's over-belligerence led him to stumble. Another one said Trump derails debate. Do you understand what all that means? Trump derails? It means Trump is the one people paid attention to. I ask, you know what? I'm going to do this when we come back. I'm going to take a little poll. Something you probably didn't even think about, but I'm going to make you think about this thing with respect to the Donald Trump and his performance. And it'll help assuage any angst you might have around this subject. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump knocked it out of the park. And the fear for the left is the dude's confidence, because he made a comment during the debate. I'm going to go ahead and tell you now, because we'll talk about it more. But he said, he made a comment. He says something along the lines of, "We got you. We know exactly what you people were doing. We caught you. We got you." And it made me think, we're now getting into October. What's he gonna reveal? He's been saying this now for the better part of 6 months, maybe more. So what's he got? I'm curious. I'm sure you are as well. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Gentlemen, we're now into open discussion.
Open discussion.
Open discussion. Yes, I agree. Go ahead, Vice President.
Number one, he knows that what I proposed. What I proposed is that we expand Obamacare and we increase it. We do not wipe any. And one of the big debates we had with 23 of my colleagues trying to win the nomination that I won were saying that Biden wanted to allow people to have private insurance still. They can. They do. They will under my proposal.
It's not what you said,
but
and it's not what your party has said.
That is simply
your party doesn't say it. Your party wants to go socialist medicine.
My party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am
and
the
they're
Democratic
going to dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of.
Do you believe that Joe Biden is the Democratic Party? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, I love that Joe Biden said, I'm the Democratic Party. You want to know why? Nobody believes him. That's a lie. Joe Biden is not, has never been, and will never be the Democratic Party. See, those are the nuances of this election that you got to understand. Every time Joe Biden opens his mouth, he pretty much gives you the reason to vote for Trump. I'll give you an example, and we talked about it the other day. Joe Biden says, Donald Trump wants to destroy Obamacare. He says he's a liar, but he says Donald Trump wants to destroy Obamacare. He wants to do this. He wants to take away pre-existing conditions, and Donald Trump passed an executive order that essentially said you keep your pre-existing, he's protecting that part of it. He's also gotten rid of the individual mandate, which means that people aren't having to pay money for not having insurance. He's dismantling it piece by piece with the parts that he goes, this just doesn't work. And Joe Biden goes, he wants to dismantle it. He wants it gone. And you know what Trump says? He's right. I do. I want it gone. In other words, I said what I meant and I mean what I said. I keep my promises. I don't back down. I've been consistent for 4 years. And Biden doesn't realize he's running a commercial for Donald Trump. He calls him a liar, but then he says he's consistent. He wants to keep going with this plan. And Trump goes, yeah, you're right. Just the nuance, folks. But these are the things that sit in the back of your mind when you're making that decision and you go in the booth. No, not the zealots. Not the hardcore zealots. But let's talk about the hardcore zealots, because we've been talking about them for months. The hardcore zealots are 90-something percent of people support President Trump. And 60-something, 70, let's give him 70, just to be on the safe side with Biden. 70% of people support Biden on his party. So there's a gap of 10% maximum on the right with Donald Trump, and there's a max of 30% with Biden. So let's talk about this. Do you believe that Trump's, his base is solid? The 90-plus percent people who support Trump, is anything that's been said going to change their minds? They brought up his taxes. They thought that was going to influence you. I'll ask you, when you learned about his taxes, did you go, oh, my God, did you weaken? Or did you go, there they go again? Or did you strengthen? See, you're strengthening. Let me tell you what's going to happen with Joe Biden. As the information leaks out more and more about Hunter Biden, about Joe's participation in the coup, about the stuff that Hillary Clinton did, the stuff that Barack Obama did. James Comey is testifying before Congress today. What he's going to be involved in and his part, how's he going to wiggle out of stuff? Do you know that when I look at my feed, when I bring up Hillary Clinton, you know what the prevailing thought is? How is this woman going to get away with this? It isn't people protect, even if she does get away with it. You know what your psyche is? I'm so mad that they got away with it. Are you going to go support Biden because she got away with it? Or are you going to say, at least we have a shot with Trump? Do you think that middle America is watching this and going, oh, yeah, that's a slap. You know, she gets a slap on the wrist or something I would go to jail for, and I'm okay with that? Now let's go to Biden's people. And by the way, I haven't forgotten the thing I'm going to ask you that makes you ask yourself, do you believe that Trump won a debate? I haven't forgotten that. I have the question that's going to help you solidify who won the debate, because Trump won the debate. And when I ask you this question, you're going to go, oh my gosh, you're right. Anyway, let's go to Biden. Let's say he's got a solid 70% that watched that debate and said, Trump was overbearing and he talked over him. And, I don't like Trump. He's so mean. And they stuck with him. Okay. What do you think that 30% did? Do you think that 30% went, you know what? Joe Biden was so solid on the facts. He had it down. He convinced me that he could do a better job with the economy, that after 47 years as a politician doing nothing, he could do better. He convinced me that Donald Trump is a crazy man who doesn't understand economics. He doesn't understand foreign policy. All he does is bully people to get his way. Joe Biden implied that Donald Trump bullies people in order to get to Supreme Court picks. Now, Donald Trump says, we won. What do you think I'm going to do? As a president, I'm going to nominate a Supreme Court pick. As a Senate, our Senate, being controlled by Republicans, is going to probably put my person in. And that's that. If the Democrats were in charge of he's a bully. He just wants to bully his way in. If it comes down to a vote, Trump's it completely says, yeah, absolutely. He goes, I hope it doesn't come down to this. But, yeah, I absolutely want to have a Supreme Court that can make a decision about the vote. I'm not going to leave it up in the air as a constitutional crisis. I'm going to make sure we're prepared for this. That's my job as president. He doesn't run away from this stuff. But Joe Biden, looking for a place to hide. And we'll get to the details of this in a bit. But the point is this. The media wants you to think that it was a train wreck. Trump derailed it. The reason why Trump derailed it is he derailed their plan. Now, you could argue, oh, I wish he were nicer. I wish he wasn't debating any women. He was debating a guy who he sees as unfit to serve as president. Do you think Trump is just playing when he says, I think this guy needs to be drug tested? I think this guy needs to be checked for an earpiece? Do you think he's playing? Or do you think that he's saying, this is a guy that is being handled? Trump has made multiple assertions. What did he say at the end of that quote, that clip? He said, Harris doesn't know it. You think you're the leader of the Democratic Party? You better tell Harris. I'm paraphrasing, but essentially that's what he's saying. You better tell your running mate because she doesn't know. So I go back to the, and I haven't spilled the beans yet on what this thing is. I'm going to talk about it in the next segment. But I go back to my original question to you, which is, do you believe that Joe Biden is the leader of the Democratic Party? Simple question. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you believe Trump is the leader of the Republican Party? Because I'm going to tell you, I believe it. Donald Trump has changed the way the Republican Party thinks. That's leadership. Joe Biden hasn't. And if you think that people don't recognize this in their heart of hearts, they do. And that's what they vote on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Democrats and Republicans continue to discuss a coronavirus relief bill, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, needs to get serious when it comes to negotiating.
First, I would say Nancy Pelosi is not being serious. If she becomes serious, then we can have a discussion here. But
we
raised our offer. But when you lower your offer, $2.2 trillion, and you ask for direct payments to illegal immigrants, and you ask for certain deportation forgivenesses in your offer, it's not a serious offer.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 837,000, which is down by about 36,000 from the week before. States seeing a decline in jobless filings include Florida, New York, Texas, and Georgia, while Arizona, Nevada, and New Jersey saw an uptick. USA Radio News. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with Republican senators on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Many Democrats have said they would not meet with Barrett. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley has a challenge for Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris, Senator from California.
She's got a lot of things to answer for, and I'd like her to take a pledge, Senator Harris. I'd like her to say that she's not going to continue to engage in the kind of religious bigotry that we have seen from her towards past court nominees, interrogating their Catholicism, and other Democrats on the committee doing the same thing. They're trying to make the religious faith of Amy Barrett the central issue. This is a form of bigotry. Let's just call that out. It is anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-faith bigotry.
The NFL is rescheduling the Pittsburgh Steelers-Tennessee Titans game to later this season after additional Titans players tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin, Jimmy from Sarasota, you did a whole episode on me with the mask, episode 290 on July 29th. You asked about what's profound, and I wanted to give you that because it's just been great since I've been listening to you. I've told a lot of friends. Maybe that's why your numbers are up. But on September 1st, episode 337, you went on to a whole thing about the Kentucky race and Michael Moore. The response and the analysis was terrific. Episode 336 on August 31st, Dems Never Leave. That's profound. I've shared so much these points with other people. Number one, I can't find which episode it was, but you said that Obama hated Hillary and he couldn't pull her butt across the line. How could Joe when they were scared of Hillary? Anyway, just love listening to you and shared it with everybody. White people. It's just the phrases, the turn of phrase that you have. The woo flu, you know the thing. It's phenomenal. Great stuff with hilarity as well.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim from Sarasota. I appreciate that. Very kind words. And I will tell you, that is a power listener. That when you're reading back episode 30-120, man, he knows it better than I do. That's awesome. I'm looking at my producers going, y'all need to get on the stick. Don't make me hire Jim. Shoot, Jim's got it down. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to tell you, sometimes we do this show, it is inspired from God. I'm not even joking. I don't remember some of the things I say, but they are profound. I had a guy, he wrote to me, and he said, Kevin, he goes, man, you put jewels in these shows. And he did kind of like Jim, and he reminded me of something I said. And I was like, you know, that was a deep thought. Really profound. And we want to go back and listen to these shows and go, ooh, that was so... Because we're giving away strategy and all this stuff, and it is really good. And sometimes when we say it, I'll be like writing it down. I tell look at my producers for them to do it. They're over there, I don't know, eating Cheetos or something. But I'm telling you, we try to bring it in many... I think we do it every day. You just got to be an intent listener. That's not what I wanted to talk about. What I do want to talk about is the thing I mentioned, which is, how do you know Donald Trump won this debate? And I'll tell you how I know.
So I was watching what was it called? So You Think You Can Dance. Love that show. Love that show. Love watching body movement. You know, as a martial artist, you wonder what the body can do. Cirque du Soleil, that's why it freaks me out, these people that can do these crazy things with their bodies. You have something your body does that's natural to you that's probably makes you super strong or super something, and you don't know because you don't experiment with your body that way. But people, you know, like contortionists, you don't know you're a contortionist until you start to go, wow, everybody else isn't like this? No, they're not. So then you start to play with your body. Have you seen these guys that look like spiders, you know, because they can put their legs on the back of their head or they can pop their shoulder out? Crazy stuff, right? Anyway, I'm watching So You Think You Can Dance. And the guy is Nigel. I'm not forgetting his name. I think it's Nigel. He's a British dude, really good looking, gray hair. And not him, but his hair. I don't know, maybe they think he's good looking. But his hair, you know, he's got a real, you know, good coif of hair there. All of them former dancers, everybody on the panel. And we're watching, they do these couples. They'll pair these people up. And I remember him making a statement because, you know, all these people are amazing dancers. But what he said is, in one evaluation of a couple, he said to, and I don't remember, was the guy or the girl. Let's just choose the girl so the feminists will be happy. But he says, you know, Mariska, while Yoli is a great dancer, I found my eye always drawing to you. And I know it. When he said that, that's what I was thinking. I felt the same way. The guy's a good looking guy. He's a great dancer. But my eye kept going to the other person. And again, I don't remember the genders and all that. But whoever he said, he was like, my eye kept drifting to you. I wanted to go there. I see you dancing. Your partner's a brilliant dancer. But I kept coming back to you. And this is when I think they were sort of having to pick between one or the other. And he picked that person. He says, I have to pick you because there's something about your movement that draws me to you. So I'll ask you this question about the debate. As you were watching the debate, did you find yourself watching Biden or did you find yourself watching Trump? Now, I'm going to give you, here's a spoiler alert. I was watching Trump. Even when Biden was speaking, I'd glance at Biden, but I was looking to see what Trump was doing. What's he look like? What's he thinking? Did you watch Trump mouth? That's not true. It's not true. Even the little head shake that he gave, it drew you back in. See, that's the beauty of the nuance of debate. The other guy's speaking, nobody's paying attention really, because they're all looking at what's his view. And here's Trump, well, he's got this look on his face like, that's just a lie. He doesn't say anything, and then suddenly he tilts his head back, he looks straight at the camera, and he goes, that's not true. Didn't say it. Never said it. Whatever. And that's the debate win. Now, when Trump's speaking, are you looking at Biden? Are you going, I wonder what Biden's doing? Occasionally. But you're listening to Trump. Because his style is such that you want to know the nuance. You want to know the body language. You want to know it all. With Biden, you didn't get any of that. Biden stood in the camera looking straight ahead, kind of smiling every now and then. Very awkward smile. There was nothing to draw you in. There was no body movement. There was no elegance. There was no eloquence to it. Nothing. It was just, okay, I'll look at him for a second. And as soon as he was talking, you found yourself drawing back over to Trump. That's the problem for Biden. There's nothing memorable. There's nothing that draws you in. There's nothing that makes you go, wow. Even when he tries to get indignant. That's what Biden brought up, his son's military record, and Trump torched him.
The way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and just being suckers. My son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent
you talking
like
about
hell.
Hunter? Are you talking about
I'm
Hunter?
Talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking
I don't
about
know. I don't know, Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter,
you know,
got thrown, Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. He wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. And once you
None
became vice president, he made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He
my
made
son,
a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But why
I'm
was
proud
he given
of my
tens
son.
Of millions
all right,
of dollars?
But he wasn't given right. tens of millions
of
dollars. That is totally discredited.
We've already been discredited.
That, my friends, was brilliance for a lot of reasons. See, Biden wanted to relive this, you denigrated the military stuff. Which Trump says, I never said that, because he didn't. He would never have said that. And then he goes on to tell his little sad story. My son was in the military, and he served in Iraq, and he wants to get people pulled in to his little saga. And Trump does what is brilliant. Brilliant! It would have been the strategy I set for him, and a strategy that I wish he would use in other instances. But Trump completely dismisses Biden's little jab of, my son's not a sucker. Yeah, and Trump goes, which son are we talking about? Bo. Oh, because then Trump goes, I thought we were talking about your crackhead son. And he shifts gears, and it completely discombobulates Joe Biden. He dismisses Biden's comment, and he shifts the conversation to Hunter Biden. That is a stroke of genius. Oh, Joe, he's very protective of his family. But then what does Trump do? Yeah, let's talk about his military record. He was kicked out of the Navy because he's a cokehead. So he puts his dirty laundry out there, and he says, and then he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Suddenly, his prospects improved immensely. How does that happen, Joe? Does that happen by accident? The crackhead sons end up getting $3.5 million from Russian oligarchs? The crackhead sons serve on boards of companies? Yeah. Explain that to the American people, ordinary Joe.
And Joe, well, many people have problems in this, that, and the other.
Gotcha.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised. In the first debate,
and in the really first the debate, audience needs to
I told
down
people
here.
That it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald all the time. I'd never get to talk about anything I want to do and how we're going to really make lives better for people. So once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally Trump. You can fact check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact checking. So I expect we'll have millions more fact checking because, you know, it is it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
We want to remind the audience to please not talk out loud. Please do not applaud. You're just wasting time.
That was the 2016 debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And that particular clip, I'm told, was the highest rated clip of the debate. I don't know who rated it, Luntz or whomever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, it is the KevinJacksonShow.com. I want to talk a little bit more about the debate. I guess we're going to make this a debate program. I didn't want to. We did partially the other day. I talked a little bit about it. We have a few more clips and things, but nothing's changed other than me telling you guys that Donald Trump cleaned Joe Biden's clock. And I asked you in the previous segment, I said, who did you look at the most? That, if you want to know who won when you're watching people on stage, who did you look at the most? Have you ever been to a play? There'll be an actor or that you go, wow. We went to see the Addams Family. And there was a guy that played the father of the Addams Family in this play. It was an outdoor play. Melissa and I went, and I have to tell you, the guy who played the father of the Addams Family, he was phenomenal. He stole every scene. Good actors and actresses. This dude was over-the-top phenomenal. Award-winning. I would not want to try to win a Tony against this guy. And it was funny. I sent him who does this, right? I see a play. I got the playbill. I look at it and I go, I see his name and he's got a Twitter thing. And I sent him a note. I said, hey, just saw you. I went home. I said, I just saw you at wherever. It was an outdoor theater. And I said, I got to tell you, dude, you were phenomenal. It was a well-acted play, but you were phenomenal. You know somebody resonates when you take that kind of time. It's kind of like you people doing all the time, coming on here and saying, Kevin, you're so wonderful. Yeah, you know, now I'm the only one on the stage, but hey, I'll still take the credit. But no, these people are out there. There's five or six people on a stage, and you're watching one person. You're watching the way they animate. And he was great actors. He was stupendous. And that's why you kept going back. Your eye kept going on to Trump. It didn't matter if Biden was speaking. You looked for a little bit. But then as soon as you see Trump make a move, you were back over there. And you're looking. And that's why he won. And that's what the Democrats got to make you believe.
No, he didn't win. He lost, man. Don't you believe that?
Yeah. Donald Trump is winning because he's compelling. He forces you to take a look. My favorite tweet of the debate was done by my congressman, Paul Gosar. Paul and I are good friends. And he tweeted, he says, Donald Trump won the debate. Chris Wallace came in second. Joe Biden finished last. I sent him a note, said, Congressman, that might be that's a contender for the funniest tweet about this debate, because it's very true. It was Trump, then Wallace, then Biden. Because Trump was definitely competing against two people. And for those of you hardcore Fox watchers, by the way, thank you all the time for the comments I get that say, Kevin, we miss you. Fox is not the same since you left, yada, yada. And I'm going to tell you, I agree. Fox has been leaning that way. Real quick shout out. I'm not going to give out the network, but I was at a network studio that's going to compete against Fox the other day. In 2 years, you're not going to know who Fox News is. These guys are up and comers, and they are awesome. It's going to blow you away. Yep, I know people are going to ask me. I'm not going to tell you, but there are some challengers out there coming up, and their ideas are not antiquated. They have looked at the model of Fox and said it can be blown up, and it's about to get it's going to get blown out of the water. But yeah, so Congressman Gosar tweeted that Biden indeed finished last. Trump crushed it in the debate. You know, my feelings about it. We watched a titan defeat a mental midget. This is what happens when you have an overmatched opponent in with the champ. The fight can only be ugly. It would be like a 4-year-old kid walking up to you and picking a fight, and you going, "Look, kid, leave me alone." He goes, "I'm going to fight you, man. You think you're bad?" And finally, he gets you to the point where you go, "Okay, you want to fight?" And you drop kicking. You know, that's what it was. Now, people can argue, "Oh, well, it was ugly, and I didn't like this about it, or whatever else." Well, you just don't understand. You know, and as I said, the media, it was a train wreck. Well, if you're a Biden supporter, it was a train wreck. Because this was a Trump masterpiece. You just have to know how to judge a fight. Brandon Straka, a friend of mine, the guy that's doing the walkaway movement, here's what he tweeted about the debate. He said, "To those calling the debates a mess, no. The reason it feels messy to you is because none of us have seen a Republican fighter. When you use the Republicans jovially taking it up the rear, it might be jarring to see a conservative swinger for the first time. And there's more of us every day." Now, this is the guy that's got Democrats leaving in droves and is going around the country recruiting more, saying, "You ready to walk away?" And he says, "You don't know how to call a fight." And he's exactly right. I wholeheartedly agree with Brandon. Because, see, I was in the fight game. Been in many fights, inside and outside of the ring. And believe it or not, I'm going to tell you something, people. Because when you talk about fighting, I remember Melissa would tell me, she said, "Don't talk about it because it makes people feel like, you know, what I go." I don't really care what they feel like. I'm going to explain the life from the perspective that I know it. And here's what I will tell you as a person who grew up as a fighter. You either like it or you learn to like it. What I learned about fighting, and I don't know when it occurred to some people, but I met people, and you're going to find this strange, they love the fight. If you want to pick a fight, they love the fight. Now, there are people like me that if you want to pick a fight, I don't love the fight, but I'm not going anywhere. I will fight you. I know people that the minute you go, "Let's fight," they're like, "Let's do this." Okay? That exists. There are people out there ready to accept the challenge. I'm one of them. I'm a reluctant one to do it, but I'm trained to accept the challenge. There are people out there that the minute that you go, "Well, you bet," they're like, "Let's go." And they want. I remember I was at a restaurant, and one of my buddies recognized a guy that he used to fight. And the guys, they come up and say hello. He introduced them to me. And, we knew each other tacitly, but I wasn't in the same region as guys. And he was bigger. I didn't run into him. So long story short, my buddy looks at me and he goes, "Man," he goes, "Kev, that guy loves pain." And I went, "Really?" And I said, "Hmm." He goes, "No, man." He goes, "He loves pain. He wants to get hit." I remember playing football with a guy named Royce Geiser. Royce was a guy who, we'd go in the game, they called him Reckless Abandon. He wanted to be the first guy, when we kicked off, he wanted to be the guy that run down and knock the fire out of the dude running back. That was his job. He lived for that job. He couldn't wait for that first hit. I was different. I was like, "When you give me the ball, I'll be ready, but I'm not out there looking for the hit." Royce was looking for the hit. There are people out there like that. And Trump is a fighter. And here's the deal. People that aren't used to fighters, they're like, "Oh my gosh, it was so combative." I mean, there are people out there, I don't want to confront. Our charity, we want to be nice. We don't want to confront him. Yeah, we know that they're stealing elections. We know that they're indoctrinating our children. And we know that they're trying to change this country into something that it's not. But yeah, we just don't want to confront. No. I mean, we'd rather take a more peaceful approach or whatever. Oh, so you like losing? It's because that's essentially it. You like losers, and you like losing. See, let me tell you something. Few people actually like getting hit. They don't like getting hit. People used to ask me all the time, "Why do you fight, man? You get hit." I go, "I avoided it." "What do you do?" "I avoided it as much as I could, and I delivered hits as much as I could." That's what you do as a fighter. But you know what you're going to learn in life? It's a fight. It is a struggle every single day. Sometimes it's an internal struggle. Sometimes it's not.
but it is a struggle, and Donald Trump is ready for that struggle. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.